Hello, everyone. Hello. Today is Tuesday, February 6, 2018, and this is The Walking Leader 365. Sticking with rule number two of The Walking Leader, do it all the time. Today, I want to talk about you being a leader. You see, you're given the title of leader. You are given that title. You earned that title. As it is given, it can be taken away. And don't forget that. It can be taken away. See, being called a leader is not a lifelong award. It's not like being called president or king or queen. No. You have to earn that title every single day. That's non-negotiable. Again, you have to earn the title of being a leader, of being called a leader, of being a leader. You have to earn the title of leader every single day, every day, Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and most major holidays. No, all 365 of them, you have no choice. See, once you've earned the title, once somebody has said, hey, you're my leader, I look to you as a leader, you have to maintain that title. You have to live and act like you are hungry for it. Guess what? You also have to live, act, behave, believe like someone is trying to take that title away from you right now and every day. Every single day you have to re-earn that title. See, because that someone that is trying to take it away from you is you. Yep, you are that someone. You are the only one that can do what it takes to make sure that others see you as a leader, that others recognize you as a leader, and you are the only one that can do what you can to undermine that and to be knocked down, and to not be called a leader anymore. That's right, it all falls on you. Sure, other people can say and do things, but it's how you handle them, it's what you do with them, and how you respond to them, and how you react to them, that says, hey, you know what? This guy can cut the mustard. This gal's got what it takes. This individual can make it and do it without an issue. Folks, you are your own worst enemy. So if you decide to act in a negative manner because someone said something about you or did something, guess what? You're going to pay the price. You're going to lose that title of being a leader. And once it's gone, it's really, really, truly difficult to get back. It really, truly is. Sure, there's some situations where somebody commits a crime or something. Let's just say somebody's in a public office, an elected public official, and they commit a crime. And they go to jail for it, and it's a felony, they spend time, and then they come back, and they want to still take that office, and they run for that election, and they win it. So who do you blame there? Who do you blame there? Not that individual, because again, he still sees himself as an individual who, well, he got voted in once, he can get voted in again, and sure enough, so who do you blame there? Is that really truly a leader? Someone who commits a crime, disgraces the position, yet can come back and actually fulfill that position? Something to think about, because it does happen. So be very careful. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But most of the time it doesn't. I'd say about 99.9% of the time it doesn't work. And only that one time is, but what do you do then? Obviously, they're going to scrutinize that individual a little bit more. Obviously, that individual is going to be held to a different, higher standard. But if that individual can meet that standard and no law and show that individual has moved on beyond that, then yeah, why not? Give them that opportunity. So again, it's strictly up to you. It's strictly up to the individual. It's strictly up to you as a leader and those that see you as a leader. Remember, you are your own worst enemy. And if you decide that you're going to do something, undermine whatever somebody else says or does against you, then you deserve what you get. You deserve that fallout. So don't be that someone. Be bigger, be better, stand above it, and most of all, be yourself. Be a leader. I'll talk to you tomorrow.